And in our national story, Parliament will today, Tuesday, April 2026, begin a debate on a raft of tax amendment bills that will determine how the government raises domestic revenue to finance the 2026-2027 national budget. The package of tax measures was tabled before Parliament on April 1st by the State Minister of Finance, General Duties, Henry Musasizi, during the plenary and was subsequently referred to the Finance Committee for scrutiny by Speaker of Parliament, Anita Mwong. The committee is expected to present its report to the House before lawmakers proceed with the second reading, committee stage and third reading of the bills. The proposed measures are projected to raise 44.5 trillion shillings in domestic revenue as the government seeks to fund the next financial year's budget while reducing reliance on external borrowing and donor support. Among the key bills lined up for debate are the Income Tax Amendment Bill, Excise Duty Amendment Bill, the Value Added Tax Amendment Bill, Tax Procedures Code Amendment Bill, the External Trade Amendment Bill, Stamp Duty Amendment Bill, the Traffic and Road Safety Amendment Bill, and the Lotteries and Gaming Amendment Bill of 2026. Under the Income Tax Amendment Bill, the government proposes introducing a 0.5% alternative minimum tax on gross income for businesses that continue declaring losses for 7 consecutive years while remaining operational. A new 10% tax is also proposed on annual employment income exceeding 120 million shillings, targeting higher income earners. And meanwhile, Uganda and Rwanda have renewed their commitment to strengthening bilateral ties with officials from both countries